welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. Interesting little sidelight. Turns out they think there's a stalk of celery in that car that caused the disaster down in Charlottesville, Virginia. That'll be interesting to find out mechanically. That's probably something that can be proven mechanically pretty straightforward. Of course, the nation is way focused on this issue, and I'm really glad of the response of Donald Trump not to support extreme fascism and racism and so on. That's really good. Let's talk about some of the other issues in the news. I think that one of the things that's going on is Trump is seriously considering a Sheriff Joe Arpaio pardon. Why not? Of course he wants to give him a pardon. I'm not sure what the whole issue is here. But Sheriff Joe, obviously, something happened to get himself into trouble with the law. Although he was opening up the ID of Barack Obama. And what I see happening is Barack Obama got away with it. An awful lot of criminal activity, including his ID that was stolen. I've talked to forensic experts inside these intel agencies personally, and they told me a great deal with pulling apart his birth certificate and his Connecticut Social Security number that the man is a total fraud. So we need to understand that that is not a joke. It's a real serious situation. So that's what's happening there. Let's talk about some of the other interesting things that are happening. We continue to have our summer sale on. Extra thanks to all the people that are supporting Nutri-Medical. And I think we have, of course, now Fareed is there from Cardiovasc. Let's talk, Fareed, about the latest battles to keep people's vascular health well. I had an interesting consultation where I actually reviewed a metapathia scan on a gentleman. And it turned out his scan, despite the fact he had no symptoms, looked horrible. It showed vascular atherosclerosis. Heart, several arteries blocked or about to be blocked, and renal vessel problems. And this individual knew he had some minor problems, but he hadn't had complete testing done. If you're taking Cardiovasc, you're on the well pathway back to decalcifying your arteries, to removing plaque, to improving perfusion, to lowering blood pressure, and to preventing yourself from a stroke, heart attack, or a blocked artery to your lower extremities. It's pretty important stuff, isn't it?
Yep. Reed.
Now, it's very common that people think, well, I'm fine. I don't have symptoms. No. One-third of males, their first symptom is death. Hard symptom to get over, isn't it? One-half of women, about half a decade to a decade later, their first symptom is death. I call it faceplant syndrome. Do you like that term? Faceplant syndrome.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't happen to me.
Yeah, the problem is people float along and think everything's fine. My doctor gave me a good bill of health. A plain EKG is only 14% sensitive to picking up major blockages of your arteries. A Holter monitor will pick up about 50%. A stress test will pick up about 65 to 75%. And a CT scan will pick up about 85%. You're still going to miss people that are going to walk out of the office and die on you. So if you do a Holter monitor, you'll see a lot of people having coronary artery spasms. When their plain x-ray or even their treadmill stress test looks fine. If you don't do the new tests like the Veritas tests for cardiac markers, or you don't do lipid electrophoresis or blood viscometry, or look for heavy metals and abnormal mineral concentrations, you got no idea whether the person's metabolism is heading toward a heart attack or stroke. And if you think that the drugs that doctors use typically are going to help you, you're delusional. And I know I had one interesting lady. She was reading through different articles by various people like Mercola. And she got offended that we carry in some of our products things like titanium dioxide as an excipient to prevent the hygroscopic attachment of water that will make fungi and bacteria grow in your vitamins. You don't want that. Or she thought that magnesium stearate was toxic when stearic acid is actually in mother's milk and chocolate. And I made the statement of Google genius. And I'm going to repeat it for you out there, you Google geniuses. You have to understand that you can raise issues, but you have to have evidence, not just an article you read on the Internet. And you have to have the scientific way of proving that what you're talking about is true. A ton of people out there now try to manage their own health care, including taking nutraceuticals, and they get inferior nutraceuticals. They don't know how to take it. They don't know what their tests are because they never were done. Their doctors are in the dark because they're advanced drug salesmen or technicians. They are not health providers that can problem solve a new novel issue. They don't even understand the blood viscosity and cardiac markers are the primary thing to look at, not cholesterol. Cholesterol doesn't do a damn thing unless you eat white man's Western food, whether you're eating white bread and sugar and alcohol. What do you think is going to happen? You know, it's bizarre that we have all these people out there, and she actually got offended that I said that she was a Google genius. Well, stay offended, please, because you need to accede to the fact that I know and you don't. And that's offensive to people that want to think that they know what Dr. Deagle knows. That's not possible. Let's put it that way. And if you want to challenge me on it, call into the air live, because you have to understand, I will show you evidence that, for example, magnesium stearate. Magnesium is necessary for bones and your heart and everything else, and stearic acid is in mother's milk and chocolate. And titanium dioxide is completely inactive in its form. It's not a nanoparticle, whatever. It basically just prevents water from attaching to your vitamins. Well, the same thing goes with nutraceuticals. When you get cardiovascular, you're not getting garbage like Extendivite or Heart and Body, which are illegal knockoffs of the product and do not have the same biological effect. You want to stop plaque formation. You want to stop vasospasm. You want to stop oxidative stress of the intimal lining. You don't want mitochondrial death of the muscular layer of your blood vessels. For example, our new natokinase, which we've upgraded now, and our new one, contains PQQ that helps to stimulate your body to make new mitochondria along with our new triiodine. So you have to understand when you're if you're trying to reduce blood viscosity and you're taking our cardiovascular, you're going to decalcify the arteries, you're going to reduce vasospasm, and if you do a perfusion test, you're going to show it improved your perfusion. So let's go through each component. So please listen up. I'm the teacher, you're the student. Stop thinking you can Google and have information from some other Yahoo, as they say. And I said this last week, it's not a target-rich environment like the military says when they have targets. It's a Yahoo-rich environment. What do you think of that? It's a Yahoo-rich environment. So stop being a Yahoo, listen up. If you want tests to actually find out what's wrong, I can send the test kits to you. You can get the actual blood drawn and find out where you're actually at. And then we can give you nutraceuticals like cardiovascular and make you better so that you and your boggled doctor, and I guarantee you, most doctors will not accede to let you tell them that you got better because you took nutraceuticals and only a minimum amount or none of their drugs. They're frightened to let even me to call them. You would believe how many people, I tell people this, that the ultimate weapon is Deagle. All you have to do is actually get their phone number and email or Skype, and I will call them, Skype them anywhere on the planet on my dime. And guess what? How many doctors do you think would do it? Either they gobble it up and say, yeah, I want to talk to Deagle. That's rare. Or they get in a panic state and say, for God's sake, please do not have this guy call me. They don't want to hear the truth, even if it's based on published literature in their own medical journals or cardiology journals. They don't want to hear it. That's because they have masters at being a knucklehead and don't want to absorb the truth or even look at the objective logic based on tests that can be done with imaging studies, or high-speed CT scans, cardiac echograms, CT scans with radio light, radio contrast. They don't want to know this stuff. They think they know everything. And guess what? They know almost nothing. How's that? Almost nothing. And I can say that after 40-plus years of medicine, because I had my PhD project finished at 21. I'm not an average person by any means. I'm a guided missile. I literally have to take enough sleep medications naturally to put down a wild rhino on full charge. My brain thinks in equations. I'm not normal. I don't presume to be normal. Never was. Okay? But I am your best big brother. I'm going to look out for you so you don't have that heart attack or bypass or throw off a stroke or block your arteries. And you don't want to take the toxic drugs that your drug salesman, a.k.a. doctor, is going to push down your throat and kill you or make you demented or put you into heart failure. What do you think?
Exactly.
Let's go through each of them now. We start off with the Vitexin, which is in our first component. It's from the leaf and flower part. Why is that? Why is this different than the so-called knockoffs? What's in it?
Well, the hawthorn leaf and flower is grown in Europe, and it's been studied extensively for the benefit of heart health and circulation, improving cardiac function. The other versions of hawthorn that you may find grown in China and different parts of the plant, such as the berries, they don't actually have the active constituent to have the proper effect on the cardiovascular system.
Right.
So it's very important that you know, number one, choose the right plant, meaning grown in the right part of the world, because it's actually a different plant that's grown in China. It's related, but it's a different genus. And then, of course, the right part of the plant. So common misconception is that it's a hawthorn berries. It's not. It's a leaf and flower.
Right. Now, the next component is, the next component of cardiovascular is?
We have the aged garlic extract.
Now, it's not just like an Aralis med that will kill off nanobacteria, because most people don't realize that And this was an example of what happened in my latest metastasis scan on this gentleman that we did the other day. He showed multiple pathogens throughout his body. Do you know the average person with heart disease always has infected biofilm? They have nanobacteria, they might have cytomegalovirus, they might have all kinds of crap growing in their artery walls. Because, oh no, they're sterile. I say, you're an idiot. Heart disease is an infection. And it starts off, believe it or not, 80% of the organisms enter your mouth or more. And they're all over the place. And if you don't get rid of that infected biofilm, now the allicin is not just to kill off the nanobacteria, which it does, but it also acts as an ACE inhibitor because when your kidneys perceive your perfusion is poor, they go crazy and produce an amount of what's called angiotensin-converting enzyme. And if you don't block that, your arteries go into spasm and you end up with calcified arteries that no longer respond to the peristaltic wave from your heart by a contractile wave to push the blood toward your peripheral tissues. Because 3/4 of your circulation is actually not from your heart, it's from your arteries, your aorta and your major arteries and arterioles. And your body needs to be able to have a normal functioning mitochondria, non-calcification, which is why I add to the cardiovascular full vitamin K2 to prevent calcification, natokinase, CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol, our propionyl L-carnitine, etc. But we've had lots of people just take the cardiovascular alone, and they say, my arteries are opened up my leg. I don't get cramps anymore. I don't get chest pain. My heart stopped having atrial arrhythmias. And it might take a while because your heart's going to take a while to heal. You're improving perfusion. You're improving health of the conduction system in your heart. So what's the next component?
So then we have the cayenne.
Now, cayenne is a vasodilator. It's going to help release nitric oxide. So that's a given. And also, when you get the nitric oxide, it helps reduce peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical as well. Next component?
The bilberry.
The most small dialyzable antioxidant you can take, other than hydrogen. And what it does is it's going to protect your artery walls and your solid organs from being fried. Next?
We have the ginkgo.
Ginkgo is a microcirculatory stimulant, so it opens up the circulation in your brain, your kidneys, and other solid organs. It does reduce blood viscosity, so you have to stop cardiovascular 3 to 4 days before major surgery. But other than that, it's perfectly fine.
Yep. And then we have, finally, we have the milk thistle and the valerian root.
Milk thistle to stimulate your body to detox. Most people don't realize a lot of the wrappers and containers for food have bisphenol A and other not only endocrine disruptors, but arterial and vascular disruptors. And the way we process food, a lot of our pesticides are, for example, there recently was a wipeout of millions and millions of eggs in Europe because they're using a pesticide to keep the pests off the chickens and so on. And this pesticide basically was getting into the eggs and was causing heart failure, cancer, and seizures. So they had to dump, probably many hundreds of millions of eggs. Well, you got to detox. The toxins in our environment are killing us, and people will say, well, I don't have that many toxins. I say, okay, what? What I would do when I was in practice, I would actually do either a fat biopsy or order a red and white cell analysis at, say, Dr. Slonwhite's laboratory in Dallas-Fort Worth, that's also the laboratory that's used by the CIA and NSA because I took care of these guys. And it would do the toxicology and do high-pressure chromatography, nuclear spectroscopy. And you wouldn't believe how many toxins are at parts per million or higher. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not detoxifying, like the principle we say in our academy, you're dying. Detoxify or die. What do you think of that?
Yeah, exactly.
Next, of course, is valerian, which balances your autonomic nervous system so that your autonomic nervous system is not in fight or flight. Because if it is, the stress hormones and free radicals are elevated, and you're going to burn your artery walls, your brain tissue, and stress your adrenal glands out, and eventually you're going to also become hypothyroid from the stress. Stressed people are people with a normal diurnal pattern of cortisol, DHA, and melatonin abnormal, and their thyroid eventually to get diffuse thyroid goiter, and it may not be a full-blown, what we call a Hashimoto's, but they get a thyroid goiter, and they get basically functionally hypothyroid because they're deiodinating in the 5 position rather than 5 prime, and they have elevation of reverse thyroid hormone. You see it in diabetics, pre-diabetics, and people stressed out. And you can prove it with blood tests and a gerotherm alcohol thermometer. So none of these things happen in a vacuum. I mean, people wonder, why is there so much vascular disease? Why is there so much dementia? Why are so many people dying of cancer now? When I went to medical school, one person in, I think, 12 got cancer. Now it's less than 1 in 2. There was one person in 4,600 got ADD, ADHD, and autism. Now it's 1 in 68 across America, and in some towns and cities it's 1 in 28. pretty crazy, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The human race is going out with a whimper, not a bang. How's that?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
The whimper, let's put it this way, we'll call it the whimperization of mankind. People say, Deagle, your humor, sense of humor is nuts. I said, well, being insane and being wise is very close, two close things, because you have to laugh in the face of darkness. And believe me, if you don't face this reality, a lot of people think, well, I think that's your opinion, Deagle. I said, no, it's not an opinion, it's a fact. And it really isn't open to dispute, because if you disagree with me, I'll say, well, simply let's order the tests. Let's find in your situation how well you're doing. And I can tell you, almost universally, someone can think they're fine because they don't have symptoms or they don't have something screaming out at them. But I learned a long time ago, major symptoms will bother you and minor ones will kill you. Or no symptoms at all will kill you. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, as I say, how many people knew before they're going to have faceplant syndrome knew they're going to die that day, you know? Not many. You know?
Yeah.
So, Fareed, testimonies. I want to talk about head to toe what I see happening. Number one, if you've got circulatory problems associated with your gums, teeth, jaws, and your brain, your eyeballs, and so on, you want to be taking cardiovascular. It helps your eye vision restoration. It prevents oxidative stress in your brain. If we work down, you can see it actually reversing plaque in the arteries. If you do a B scan, ultrasound of your carotids, you see calcified plaque. You don't want to take cardiovascular and full vitamin K2 and nanokinase, and boom, the plaque will actually go away. Number two, if you go down to the heart, you wouldn't believe how many people have calcified arteries. If you do a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score or a cardiolite scan with a CT scan, it's amazing how many people have actually have coronary spasm and are developing hardened plaque there that you can see on a CT scan, and they have no idea that they're ready to buy it. You know, this is not something you want to buy, but they're ready to buy it. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yep.
The next is we move down to the legs and pelvis and kidneys. If you've got decreased kidney structure because you've got a stenosis of renal artery because of chronic plaque, you're going to go into kidney failure. If you look at your legs, your iliac vessels or the vessels below your legs, 1 in 20 males over age 40 has a 93% blockage of one major artery below the knee. Which means they're not just getting a leg cramps because they haven't taken enough magnesium or potassium. They're getting leg cramps because they've got a major artery block to their lower extremity below their knee. Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
And a lot of them, if they're diabetic, they're on the way to a leg amputation, a BKN, below the knee amp. They think, no, Dr. Deagle. Well, let's do an arterial and venous study, a simple non-invasive study called a NEVA scan or a magnetic resonance angiogram, and they go, oh my God, look at that leg. And the vascular surgeon is smacking his chops like a Rottweiler at a nice fresh meal of meat, thinking, I'm going to buy a bigger boat. That guy's leg definitely needs my Dacron graft. Yahoo! What do you think? It's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yep. Well, not if you're in the boat.
I'll give you an example. I'm going to be gross here now for a second. When I went to Georgia in 1987, first started my practice with a doctor who needed another colleague. And, of course, he got jealous after a while because a lot of the patients wanted to switch over to me. But one of the first things that happened is the vascular surgeon, because I also worked in the emergency department and the trauma burn unit as well. I worked my tail off. He came over and he gave a great big, I think it was a honey ham and a whole bunch of gifts and everything. I said, well, why are you doing that? He said, well, you know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. I said, what do you mean? Well, if you see somebody with vascular insufficiency, fire him over and I'll fix him up with Dacron. I think, oh, my God, man. So you have to understand that medicine is a big business. And rather than us giving things that are naturally going to reverse the plaque, these doctors are almost like, you know, vultures. You know, if you ever go along this, if you're driving along in Texas or these southern states, and you see these great big dang vultures with a typical little collar neck of feathers, and you'll say, my gosh, what are they doing? They're getting carrion. You out there, if you're not listening to this show and getting yourself on the right side, you're going to be roadkill for the medical system. You're going to be carrying. What do you think of that? Don't be roadkill.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Help support Revolution Radio. Contact RevolutionRadio.org and promote them with donations, and listen to the NutriMedical Report show on Revolution Radio.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees.
And welcome back. Well, and welcome back, you know. I'm recalling that first comment by that lady who was offended by me calling her a Google genius. Let's put it this way. I started in my internal medicine in 1977, working at the Vancouver General's Air 1 year in internal medicine. And I did work with Dr. Moskowitz, actually drawing blood from Eskimos and people from Northwest Territories. And I can tell you, I know, don't just have a conjecture, I know what causes heart disease. In fact, I remember sitting down with Dr. Roger Damley, who is a 8 years of fellowship at Mayo, after he finished his four-year cardiology residency, and he was doing cardiac ablation, and he shared office space. He said, I heard, Deagle, you know what causes heart disease. Now, this is back 1997. Okay, that's a few years ago. We're talking about 20 years ago. And when I sat down with him, I gave him a data dump. Now, that was my level of knowledge then. My level of knowledge now is orders of magnitude beyond that. I can take a room of cardiologists and put them in a cataplectic shock by asking them tough questions they don't want to answer. And it's all based on science, not my old weird psychotic ideas of this or that. It's based on published literature, science, and technology that can be proven. Like, I had the only dual laser viscometer in the office west of Harvard University. I worked with the top Harvard cardiologist in the early 2000s. I was measuring cardiac markers and other tests in immunology labs going back 40 years, so I've been doing some of this stuff long before any of the functional medicine labs or even functional medicine existed. I'm one of the original inventors. So if you want to dispute with me, it's like going into the ring and saying, I'm going to beat Deagle. I'm going to beat Deagle. That's extremely unlikely. Now, I'm not being arrogant about it. I don't want you to put yourself in danger by thinking you can go on the internet and you can find somebody, whether it's Mercola or some other moron, that's going to tell you something that's going to make you feel better. You're going to buy a supplement elsewhere from Amazon or somewhere else that doesn't support. I support 98% of the time free callbacks and emails. Free. It's part of a ministry. So if you think you can compete with me, you're nuts. And I got to call you right out and say you're nuts, because if you want to get well, you need to understand I know, and you and your doctor don't. And I can prove it to you. I can prove it to you by doing things like blood tests, lipid electrophoresis, cardiac markers, other tests to prove to you that I know I'm talking about. Some of them just advanced imaging studies that doctors could do, but they're often extremely sloppy. In fact, I used this analogy before. I used to take care of the tank division. One of my guys in the tank division said, you know, Deagle, you're just as nuts as us driving the tanks. He says, but nobody would be sloppy by driving a tank with your butt hanging out the window, but some people do. Okay? Stop it. Stop thinking you're a Google genius. You're not. Okay? If you don't put the creds and the time, half a century almost, that I put in, you don't have the drive that I have, and you don't have the determination to be a scientist and a compassionate doctor second in your and deal with your gutless so-called colleagues and scientists who put out garbage for science, you can't stand in my shoes ever. Okay? Get it out there? And don't think I'm arrogant about it. I'm your best big brother. I'm trying to protect you from you and your friends dying of cancer, heart disease, and other problems. You don't need to go elsewhere. This is the place. And if you want test kits now, if you don't even want quantum testing, we can send you test kits directly to your home anywhere in the world. If you're in Paris, France, whatever, I can send test kits to you to have the blood drawn and sent back to Tutwiller, Washington, to Meridian Valley Labs, or here in America to labs, and I'm setting up labs elsewhere, in Mexico and Europe and elsewhere. So if you disagree with me, I can prove you I'm right. Okay? So stop it. What do you think? Do you think that people had to be told what for? Freed?
Not sure.
Well, whatever it is, they're going to be told. Okay? Yeah. The word nice and my name should never be within the 10,000 miles. I'm your best big brother. I'll die for you, and I will not lie to you and tell you a lie so you'll like me. People know that I'm loyal, but I'm not going to take a centillion crap from anybody, not even the Most High God. So if you think you're going to get away with getting offended, you're putting yourself in danger. Please, don't do it. Okay? You can ask for a consultation, even by email. I say on my little blurb I did on YouTube last week, Thursday, I said, look, I've set it up in such a way right now where anybody on earth, even if you've never listened to the show or ever bought a product, you can email me and I'll tell you what to do. Even medical advice. And I said, it only becomes a consult if I actually have to review records or set up testing. That's how free it is. 98% of the time, it's free. Nobody on earth is doing that provides actual wellness and medical advice. Now, I'm not going to give you a drug, but I'll tell you which drugs are killing you and why they're killing you. And I'll give you the technical advice if you want the black box warnings right from the PDR. I'll send them to you in the research articles. So don't argue with me. You're not going to win it. Okay? So it's time for a come to Jesus talk, and it is, if you want to stay well, stay at NutriMedical, get your health back, ask for free FREE advice, and get on the right nutraceuticals like Cardiovasc, and if you don't, God help you, because you're going to be taking garbage and thinking you and your doctor and your own naturopath, whatever, knows better than Dr. Deagle. Extremely unlikely. How's that? NutriMedical's NutriSilver is a must for every family's medicine cabinet. 100% safe for children and adults, it protects and promotes health by completely removing stealth and major pathogens. Silver must be in its ionic state to activate and kill singlet oxygen, killing capacity for viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It has a maximum punch because it is delivered in a liposomal enzymatic envelope and is hydrogenated. It's so safe that you can put drops in your eyes, inhale in your sinuses or lungs. NutriSilver orally will clear pathogens from your GI tract, viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It's thousands of times stronger than any nanoparticle or colloidal silver anywhere else. And every silver atom is activated to kill pathogens and stimulate stem cells. Our customers tell us that if they wake up with a sore throat, take a few sprays of NutriSilver in a few minutes, they are already feeling better. NutriSilver is truly amazing. Try it and you'll see the results for yourself. Dosages are small because of NutriMedical's advanced technology, topical or internal applications. Order at NutriSilver today with free shipping at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Are you tired of running to your doctor for medical tests like iron levels and bone density? How would you like to have the access to your own diagnostics? This simple interpretive test can give you results in just a few minutes right in your own computer. Find out if you have high cholesterol, viscous blood, abnormal blood sugar, developing eye problems, dropping hormone levels, and normal organ function. Dr. Bell's QRMA uses the magnetic fields of your body and harmonic frequencies to predict functional abnormalities and deficiencies. The QRMA, or quantitative resonant magnetic test, is quick, non-invasive, and simple to use. Colorful display reads off mild, moderate, or severe deviations on normal standards. Why is Dr. Bell's QRMA so predictively accurate? It compares it to a massive database, and you can send the results for Dr. Bell to do an interpretation, as all analyses for you and your family are totally included in the cost of the machine. You can purchase the QRMA now at an amazing sale price with payments spread over 6 months. The QRMA is quick and safe. Go to NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix. Finally, a high-quality bioactivated multivitamin and mineral drink that tastes fruity, delicious for the whole family. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix will deliver activated nutrients to your cells, jumping genetic toxic blockades to fully activation. Powered not by in any other multivitamin mineral supplement, every metabolically converted vitamin and bioalbion chelated mineral jumps across the cell membranes to full activation. Energy, detoxification, regeneration, and hormones at peak performance will be yours and your children's. Stimulate your maximum potential and live to the full for your whole family with Vitamineral Mix. That's VitaMineralMix at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Vitamineral Mix for maximum activation of the best vitamin for your family. Welcome back, and you know, what I'm amazed at is how amazing Trump is. I mean, this guy is a cracker. Yeah, he's so funny, you know, when he talks about Sheriff Arpaio. And this is an article I'm going to post up today from the White House. Trump seriously considering a pardon for ex-Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And believe it or not, it was a 2011 court order that he ignored by continuing to have these patrols to patrol illegal immigrants coming into the state of Arizona. And President Trump may soon issue a pardon for Joe Arpaio, the colorful former Arizona sheriff, who was found guilty 2 years ago of criminal contempt by defying a state judge's order to stop traffic patrols targeting suspected undocumented immigrants. In his final years as Maricopa County Sheriff, Arpaio has emerged as a leading opponent of illegal immigration. Of course, he also exposed the illegal birth certificate of the Abominator, Obama. By the way, he used a Connecticut social security number where he never lived there. It's another criminal activity. Here's a question, a quote from Trump. I am seriously considering a pardon for Sheriff Arpaio, the president said Sunday during a conversation with Fox News at his club in Bedminster, New Jersey. He has done a lot to fight against illegal immigration. He's a great American patriot, and I hate to see what has happened to him. Trump said the pardon could happen in the next few days should he decide to do so. Arpaio, 85, was convicted by U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton of the misdemeanor contempt of court for willfully disregarding an Arizona judge's order of 2011 to stop the anti-immigration traffic policy. Arpaio had maintained the law enforcement patrols for 17 months thereafter. The man who built a controversial national reputation as America's toughest sheriff admitted he prolonged his patrols, but insisted he did not intend to break the law because one of his former attorneys did not explain to him the full measure of restrictions contained in the court order. He's expected to be sentenced on October 5th and could face up to 6 months in jail, ever since he is 85 old and has no prior convictions. Some attorneys doubt he will receive any jail time. This is a good message to send. Sheriff Arpaio should be applauded. We need to get more information out about the Abominator, and he needs to go to jail. Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Loretta Lynch, and Susan Rice, who has too much of a big mouth talking about North Korea and disrespecting our president, she needs to shut her mouth up and go to jail. And we need to make sure she has no internet connection and no daytime or yard time at all, and no ability to take interviews from prison. Okay? That needs to end with that crazy person. Looking at some of the other amazing news right now, I think that you're going to see also Tillerson is sitting course chills. I think it's good. Tillerson is kind of a scary guy. He needs to scare China and North Korea. And I think that once they get scared enough, you're going to see the internal thing. We talked about this in the first hour with Mark Taylor. You're going to see his own generals will poison him because they don't want to see their place nuked or blanketed with nuclear weapons, which it will. And by the way, if China tries to stop us, they're going to get fried too. They need to realize you're playing with the big boys now, and if you try to pull anything off with America sitting right off your coast, you're going to buy it in less than 10 to 12 minutes. So you do not want to do that, okay? You might think you can play in the big boys' sandbox. You're just wrong. You're not in the right century, okay? So take this notice. If you want to sell toys, if you want Santa's elves to look Chinese in this coming Christmas, stop supporting North Korea. You're going to have a trade war that'll shut you down and cause your so-called communist regime to collapse. Okay, that's my notice to you out there in China. Same thing with you, Russia. If you think you're going to be able to stick missiles in Kaliningrad up the rectum of Europe and point it at every single square inch of Europe and get away with it and not have sanctions on you, you're nuts too. And if you think you're going to re-exert the Soviet Union and suck up Belarus, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and Ukraine and Poland, you're also nuts. So you have to understand this is the end of your empire. If you want to have an expansion of business so it's not just oil-based, because now that America has taken off the gloves, it's going to become the number one oil and gas producer, because we've purposely hampered ourselves in terms of coal, oil, and gas. That's over. As well, we're also researching advanced fusion technology, and if we popularize what we already have, America will not only be the largest petrochemical industry producer on the planet, but also the largest energy producer. So stop trying to interfere with Pax Americana, just cooperate and we'll leave you in peace and help to expand your industry. So you won't have to have your young Russian girls being sold off as Russian brides to a collapsing economy where your population is dropping a million by next year because there's so many alcoholics and drug addicts in Russia now, the average male lives only be 52 to 53. That's disgusting. It's not reasonable to see that kind of situation happening. Interesting. I have some really neat people, too. Some people are actually artists. And they will often act as a proxy for their, how can I say, their relatives that have serious problems like rheumatoid arthritis, cancer, and other problems. It's always the best strategy to send the people directly to me. I have one gentleman who's worried about a little boy with a developmental disorder, thinks that maybe the grandparents might have had exposure to Agent Orange, which can cause a neurodevelopmental problems and enzyme abnormalities. Stop trying to be the patient's proxy doctor through me and then just second-guessing what you think they need. Just send them over. Give me their contact and phone numbers, and I'll talk to them. You know, it's free, F-R-E-E. It doesn't cost a cent. So do not try to be a proxy. Try to convince them it's worthwhile talking to me. That's good. But once you get their number, let me talk to them and see if I can get them information that they don't know. For example, this little child with developmental delays. First test I'm going to recommend is organic acids, heavy metals, and proper imaging studies to find out exactly what's going on in their brain, including a quantitative electroencephalogram through a PhD psychologist or neuroscientist that can actually quantitate it. I may want to get a T1-weighted MRI scan of their brain to see if it got delayed myelination, like a bone health analysis of their myelin pattern in their brain. And the combination of these tests will tell me exactly what's happening to their development. Plus, we have gene tests, like I'm going to have soon, Pathway Genomics here in other labs, where I can actually do genomic tests for developmental delay gene complexes. So if you think you can compete with that, you're nuts. Okay, stop it. Stop it, okay? You don't know what I know. My knowledge base is expanding so fast now, even from what I knew even a week or two ago, you have to forget the idea that you're going to act as a proxy because what you heard on the radio show, which is a tiny fraction of what I tell people or what I know. Okay? For a developmental delay, you need advanced genetic analysis, advanced organic acid analysis, advanced imaging studies, etc. And when I looked at the reports that were done already in this child over the last 2 years, it's ridiculous. And the pediatricians and the developmental doctors that have actually done work on this child have done absolutely nothing. This is a standard of care I usually find in most cases where I'm after months or years, finally the family succumbs and says, oh, well, let's talk to Dr. Deagle. Well, I will put a fire under the pediatricians to do proper organic acids and the proper imaging studies and say, look, when you do these, get back to me and I'll actually give you an analysis and tell you what you can intervene with supplements or metabolic therapy and so on so you can overcome the gene defects, whether it's a polymorphism, folate reductase enzymes, or any nutritional deficiency or an imbalance or some toxin that's present or a previous epigenetic effect caused by toxins of their, say, parents or grandparents that get exposed to Agent Orange. So you can get Chiari malformation of the brain or a spina bifida occulta or spina bifida caused by Agent Orange in the past and a previous, say, grandparent who was stationed over in Vietnam or a person exposed to a lot of biotoxins. If you think the average doctor knows how to figure this out, they don't belong to our academy. They haven't been doing this for decades. They have no clue how to test it or even investigate it. So stop thinking that you can second-guess me by acting as a proxy to see if you can help the family. It doesn't help. It actually just interferes with getting the advanced care they need in interaction with me so I can put their doctors on the spot. So please don't do that. Let's see. I have recently a request by a gentleman here. We want to know how to deal with a stiff knee that relaxes after walking for a while. Well, the first thing you want to do, and you may be getting popping at the gym, that usually means there's abnormal tracking of the patella. So the first thing I'd recommend is Inflamex, usually 5 to 6 capsules twice to 3 times a day, Collagen Max, Mountain Red Velvet, Collagen Max 1 twice a day, Mountain Red Velvet 2 twice a day, Tendon Mender 1 twice a day, and Joint Performance 1 twice a day. And then you can apply topically around the knee pregnenolone cream, and you can actually put in that a brain power, which has been posting to stop pain. You may need a dynamic splint to keep the kneecap properly tracking on your kneecap, on your patella. And if it's a chronic problem, you may need a custom orthotic and see a podiatrist to make sure your heel drive, stroll, right, drive off is bringing, we call shearing forces up the leg properly so it doesn't damage and injure your kneecap with proper mistracking. So a custom orthotic with a pediatrician, with a podiatrist, and a custom knee splint that may be a dynamic splint. The next stage is to see an orthopedic surgeon that may need to reattach the ligaments to make sure your knee is tracking properly and clean up the graft behind your kneecap, or to repair a partial meniscal tear, which they can do on an MRI arthrogram of your knee. So don't just assume it's a minor thing. If the knee is stiff, the first stage is to try our supplements. If it doesn't get fully better, next is to get a podiatrist and get a custom knee brace. And if it still doesn't work, then we need to get an orthopedic surgeon to do an arthroscopic evaluation after an MRI and clean up the debris in the knee, repair the menisci and ligaments, and maybe reattach the ligaments so you get proper tracking of patella on your femoral condyles. And that'll stop the problem so you don't end up with a knee replacement down the road. Okay? So there's some free advice that I said pretty quickly, but this gentleman, I will send him an email after the show. But that's typical of the kind of questions I give. I had a request by a lady who wanted to get a core cancer protocol, and this is a good example. This lady said, you know, my friend is dying, et cetera, et cetera, and he's on overload with W/diff protocols. What you need to do is stop trying to be the proxy doctor, for God's sake, you know. If the gentleman talked to me, at the very least, I give him the apoptogenic agent, so even if he's on conventional care, he has more chance of, number one, not dying or having his immune system wiped out, or dying of a superinfection, or bleeding out because he's losing his blood compartment and clotting agents. You want to make sure that I get the contact. So, you know, she reads, thanks, I will forward this all to him. He's an overload with diff protocols. I'm doing what I can, and the rest is up to him. No, it's not. It's up to us. If I can get into contact with people and they can let me impress on them the proper questions to make them show they understand and respect. As I say, I don't expect people to like or to dislike me. I just expect them to respect me so I can help them. okay? And that's why stop acting as a proxy. This is a really bad thing to do because you're actually harming your friend by saying, well, I'll just pass this on to him. No, it doesn't do any good unless he can interact directly with me. Stop doing it, okay? Pass it on to them. If I can contact them, the best way is actually to give me their email and phone number. I'll contact them and put them on the spot and then try to help them and say, look, this is what tests should be done. Did your oncologist do this and this? For example, staging. Most people don't realize if you go to the top cancer clinics, it's a spiral thin section, a coronal CT scan or high-resolution MRI with radio contrast, and 48 hours later, it's a PET or positron emission tomography scan and cardiac and what's called cancer marker test, blood tests. And if you haven't done that, that's not the gold standard for cancer therapy, okay? So if your doctor hasn't done it, they're sloppy or they're really uninformed. So you have to understand that. So please stop trying to be a proxy. Let's see. What else do I have here? Let's go back down here to look at some of my latest drafts I have to finish later. One of my gentlemen that I managed to do a metaphyseal scan, he's actually going to go for his orthopedic surgery and clean up his knee before he gets totally destroyed. Good. You go in and you clean up the knee, you put in Highland molecular weight polymer, you take our supplements to regenerate the knee capsule, the joint capsule, if they repair the menisci, it might be partially torn, the ACL, PCL ligaments, you clean out the fractional fragments of cartilage that might be turning into calcified micro razor blades, and your knee will heal with the nutritional supplements and other technology like Lumen Photon. And presto changeo, you don't need a knee replacement in 5 years. And you can go back to your sport. He likes to play baseball. So that's good. I'm very impressed. That's really good news to hear that. So, excellent. Let's see. One of our ladies who actually has lung cancer, she's actually getting better with the dendritic vaccine and the lymphocyte vaccine. We got her to the ISOS clinic in New Mexico. I'm also referring to Dr. Jürgen Winkler in Carlsbad, who we had on the show last week, for non-toxic cancer therapy, and he'll be on, all of our anti-cancer therapy nutraceuticals, Nutrameds, including our apoptogenic agents, which are far more powerful than B17, the apricot seed anti-cancer apoptogenic. Let's see. I had a gentleman who had very bad aortic bulge and congestive heart failure, but also had bladder outlet obstruction and some degree of problems there. I recommend Bladder Up, soft gel morning and night, and Swedish flower pollen, 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day, and that'll stop the bladder outlet. You have to know what is this. You might want to do a retrograde pyelogram or a cystogram to actually show if there's an external compression on it, whether it's scar tissue or expanding, say, a lymphoma tumor or something like that. We want to know exactly why the outlets are being obstructed. Most of the time, you've actually got a prostatism and a prostate infection, so we have to deal with, or you can get trigonitis, the bladder triangular layers inflamed by either stones or infection like ureaplasm or E. coli or some bacteria like that's causing it, or even trichomonas or chlamydia. Chlamydia, which is a sexually transmitted disease, can cause cystitis of the bladder wall. So if you don't test that, and by the way, the metapathy scan will pick it up. It's hard to culture out in a urine culture, but if you can pick it up. So that's interesting. I talked to one gentleman, Paul, and he's in congestive heart failure. And I told him, I said, you want to increase your power of your diuretics, take Power C+. It's going to make you drop back in your dosage of Lasix. To increase your dosage of ultrathiamine B1 to 2-3 times a day and Vanaway 2-3 times a day. And take our CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol at least twice a day along with our carnitine to actually activate the mitochondria. And, of course, our new nanokinase is important, which contains PQQ that will actually stimulate new mitochondria in the heart itself and in the blood vessel walls, because it's a mitochondriopathy caused by free radicals that actually causes blood vessel failure. So, in a sense, when you see hypertension, it's a mitochondrial failure of blood vessel walls, so you don't get a contractile wave. Interesting, hey? So, if you don't make all these connections, your doctor will have absolutely no success in trying to reverse heart failure, which is why sacubitril, which is basically analogous to Vanaway and ultrathiamine B1, protect the natriuretic peptidase so your blood vessel walls are not damaged, and your mitochondria can then regenerate. So the Natokinase contains PQQ, and I recommend usually start off with 4 twice a day for a period of a month, then retest with the Meridian Valley Labs, and I can order the test kit for you to find out what your blood viscometry is and your cardiac markers through Veritas Labs in Northern California. And if we're making progress, we'll adjust the dosages until your cardiac markers are normalizing and your blood viscometry is normal. So that's all doable. So we don't need a, you know, most people can't afford the Entresto, which is a really good drug, unless you get angioedema, but the nutraceuticals work just as well.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we're going to go through, plow through some more of our amazing things over at NutriMedical. I'm posting a number of interesting articles that will be going up as well, and I'll just give a couple of highlights of some of those articles that we'll be dealing with. We're going to be dealing with more articles dealing with diabetes, like a low-glycemic diet improves glycation in patients. By the way, the first thing you want to do to reduce glycation is to take Nutritrala 1-3 times a day and take carnosine D-Link 2-3 times a day. Of course, to take our diabetic formulas, Diabetaline, Berberstatin, Biotin Plus, and Leptin Metabolic. Just need one Leptin Metabolic in the morning, and support superoxide dismutase with Minerals Plus, Cell Detox Glutathione, Ultrathiamine B1, and Gamma A Plus to stop free radicals, which are the primary driver of the mitochondriopathy that causes all the effects of diabetes and vascular disease. And that's why the vast majority of adults, it's basically free radical-induced mitochondriopathy, where your mitochondria aren't functioning properly. And I can prove that. We're developing always new nutraceuticals and so on. You have to understand that if you're not protecting your thyroid and adrenal glands, they're two horses that pull the plow. That's why when you see somebody is hypothermic and has thyroid, their adrenals are always never functioning normally. So you may need adrenal support, two capsules in the morning, along with mitothyroid, two in the morning, and may repeat it two in the later in the day if you're still hypothermic or below normal temperature. You want to take selenium crucifate for the deiodination and six other minerals, including a nutriodine or monatomic tesla-activated iodine, and the other five minerals are in Minerals Plus and Vitamin Max, so it's important to do that. Let's look at some of the other papers. Antibiotic side effects, etc. Pretty nasty. It's amazing what antibiotics will do to you. If you're taking antibiotics for a couple of weeks, it can actually increase risk of cancer for up to 3.5 years. So this is not a good thing. The risks, of course, are you're going to get super infections of resistant organisms. You're going to get neurological damage and opportunistic infections. And you get microbiome-dependent risks where you knock out the normal good bacteria and you deconjugate toxins in your lower gut because you've knocked out your normal probiotics. And now these mobilized toxins go back to the target organ. So we have to understand there's a price to be paid for the use of antibiotics. Preventing nutritional deficiencies, the best test is a QRMA if you want to prevent nutritional deficiencies. And I tell people if you've got an elderly person, make a smoothie up. You don't have to swallow capsules. The base of the smoothie should be Ageless Life Support and NutriComplete. And if they're a diabetic or pre-diabetic, Glycemix, it has components that will actually block carbohydrate absorption, so they'll make it slower so you don't get a surge of insulin, glucagon, and stress hormones. And then you add the open capsules into your smoothie and grind the tablets down and make up a smoothie you can keep in the refrigerator and give it so many times a day. So whether it's a young person or an elderly person, that's a really good plan to do that. So let's talk about some of our other nutraceutical technologies and what I have. And I want to go through some of the the latest health concerns. And I think the best way to kind of look at this is to actually look at just some of the main issues, like brain health and memory health. And when we come back, we're going to dive into that. And if you have questions on any topic, medical, wellness, geopolitics, questions that you can actually raise that we'll talk about this afternoon with Mark Taylor when we put him on camera today. Coming up tomorrow, we have Carrot Bar University with Jim Deal and Pete Fedick. Hopefully, they'll both be there. And amazing shows lined up this week. Jonathan Gray's back on Wednesday. We also are planning on doing another major video expanding on the issues of his interpretation a few weeks ago of the Mark of the Beast. That video will be going up on live stream everywhere. Rob Roselli will be back on Thursday. And, of course, Josh Bernstein will not be here this Wednesday, but he will be back next Wednesday. Josh Bernstein on his show on Wednesdays. Back in a moment.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.